accurate today?
Well, you know, I mean, it takes you a little bit by surprise. You know, Peyton's, you know, he's been the starter here for this team for a number of years now, you know, ever since I've been here. So, you know, to hear Coach Kubiak say, hey, Brock, you know, you're going to start this week at Chicago in front of the whole team. Yeah, you know, it's a little abnormal.
What have your teammates said to you? Like, have you gotten encouragement already?
Yeah, you know, my teammates have been tremendous. Everybody's very supportive. I've had multiple guys come up and say, you know, hey, we're going to fight for you. You know, we believe in you. So to have that support from my teammates, you know, that really means a lot.
What did you learn, or what did you take from last night? I know it's an odd situation going when you're down multiple touchdowns. What did you see right. And what do you take from that going into this week?
Well, you know, I gained a lot of confidence last night, and I gained a lot of confidence in my teammates. You know, going out there and playing with those guys in that situation and seeing how those guys, regardless of the scoreboard, continue to fight. You know, Demarius, Benny, the whole offensive line, and, you know, that's just to name a couple of those guys. But nobody quit last night, and to, you know, be out there with those guys on those field and gain those reps, gain that experience, and, you know, build that camaraderie with those guys was huge.
So you kind of knew the reality of the situation, but what kind of goes through your mind when you hear that final decision and we have to make that call today, here's where we're going?
Well, you know, first of all, it's very exciting, you know, but at the same time, you know, Peyton's still our guy. You know, he's one of the best to ever do it, and he's been extremely supportive of me since day one. He's taught me so many things, and so I'm going to continue to support him. You know, I'm the starter for this week at Chicago, but that's all it is. You know, we're focused this week, and then we'll reevaluate everything next week. But, you know, I stand by Peyton and support him 100%.
Brock, it's obviously the same system, but a lot of changes have happened for Peyton over the last couple of weeks, and Gary's made a lot of adjustments in the system. How different will it look with you obviously maybe being under center and more bootlegs and things like that?
You know, I would assume everything would kind of be similar. You know, we have one offense here. You know, we have the Denver Broncos offense. And I couldn't really tell you today on a Monday what might be different, what might be the same. But like I said, we got one offense here, and that's the offense I'm expecting to run.
Does it add to your challenge that you're facing John Fox and those guys that know you very well?
You know, I wouldn't look at it like that. I do know that our football team has a great challenge ahead of us. You know, Chicago's a great football team. They're on a little bit of a hot streak. Obviously, you know, they're coached very well. And yeah, you know, Coach Fox knows a lot about us, but we also know a lot about him. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great football game. It's going to take the entire team to go into Chicago and get a win this weekend.
Does this change anything in terms of your prep, or is it always been on a high level to where you don't?
You know, I'm really not going to change a single thing. I've always told you guys, you know, that I prepare every single week like I'm going to play, like I'm the starter. I haven't lied to you guys once, and I'm not lying to you now. So, you know, I'm not going to change a thing. I'm just going to continue to do, you know, the normal preparation that I've learned to do over the course of the past couple of years.
Have you watched the game film from yesterday? What did you take away the most from?
Well, you know, obviously there were some, I think, some good things that we did late in that game. And there's also any time that, you know, you go out there and you play in a game, you always learn a lot, too. And there were some times, you know, in the red area where maybe I should have thrown the ball away rather than taking a sack. You know, I hurt our team by losing yards and putting us in bad third and fourth down situations. So, you know, that's just one example. But as a young player going out there, and the more often I play, the more I'll learn and the better I'll get.
How is this opportunity for your birthday, the 25th?
It is my birthday. You know what? It's a dream come true. You know, ever since, you know, I was, you know, probably 6-7 years old, I dreamed about playing quarterback in the National Football League and being a starting quarterback in the National Football League. So it's a dream come true. But, you know, this week's really not about me. Obviously, I think you guys are probably going to talk a lot about it. But in the end, it's going to take the entire team to go into Chicago. We have to play together. We have to come together. And it'll be a team deal Sunday in Chicago.
Has Peyton said anything to you today? If so, what kind of advice is he giving you?
You know, Peyton's been extremely supportive of myself. You know, he just said, you know, if you need anything throughout the week, I'm here for you. I support you 100% and go get a win in Chicago. And so, you know, I'm going to do everything within my power, as well as the rest of my teammates. I know they're going to, you know, want to go out there and get a win for Peyton as well.
So you approach it in a vacuum with this one-week thing? You don't look at, like, this is my job to lose or a bigger picture?
You know, I really don't. You know, one thing that my college coordinator taught me was just, you know, keep your focus small. And that's exactly what I'm going to do this week. I'm solely concerned and focused on the Chicago Bears, and that's it.
Brock, it's like Peyton's going anywhere. I mean, he's still going to be in the meetings with you and going through all the game plans. It's like he's not going away for a long time.
Absolutely not. No. Like I said, you know, I'm just the starter right now for this week. Peyton's still our starter. He's done tremendous things for this football team over the course of the past couple years. He's a leader of this team, and you're right. You know, he's going to be by my side the whole way. And like I said, just from what he, you know, told me today, you know, it just really shows the character and the person that he is.
How are his spirits?
One thing, you know, I know you put a lot into practice, and that counts to you, preseason count. Yesterday counts, but this is really the first true real test, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's my first regular season start, but I'm not going to, you know, put the weight of the world on that. You know, at the end of the day, it's just a football game. And that's how I'm going to treat it. I'm going to prepare the same way I prepared every other week when I was the backup or, you know, whether I was starting a preseason game. And I know my teammates are going to prepare hard as well. We're going to have a great week of practice. And we're going to go into Chicago as a team, and we're going to go in there and battle.
A few more for Brock.
Brock, you bring a little bit more mobility and the play action and bootleg. Plan on utilizing a lot more of that and getting out in the open.
You know, I don't call the plays. I just either throw the football or hand it off. So I'm not really sure what Coach Kubiak has in store for our offense this week. But whatever he dials up, you know, I'm just going to run to the best of my ability.
Do you want to give input
last one,
this week? Do you want to give input this week?
Well, obviously, you know, I think that's something that just naturally takes place between a coordinator or a head coach and a quarterback. You know, you have conversations throughout the week. You practice things. You practice new things. And then you discuss, you know, what you like about it, what you don't like about it. And you just move forward from there.